The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us right now down at the bench. Jim, first of all, congratulations. A big win for your team here today.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. Again, just really, really proud of the effort. First of all, Britt was unbelievable. She was absolutely outstanding. One of the weirdest 5-1 leads I've ever felt like I had. It was incredible. She had so many big saves in that second period, and we capitalized on some opportunities we got. But the bottom line, it was a big win, and three more points on the board, and we win one more time for sure. We got third place.
That's an incredible way to send out your senior class here on their final regular season home game here at the Sanford Center, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You just look who factored in the majority of the goals. Again, it was the seniors. And what can you say about Evna, playing on an ankle that was so sore she could hardly walk. I think Gary Boros had to carry her down to get out here for the first period, and she just gutted it out, just a warrior.
7 block shots for Evna. I don't know how she does it. You said it, she's a warrior.
Yeah, just incredible. Just leads by example. Everybody, the whole team could see that, and they saw what she was going through, yet she's out there blocking shots. And that just speaks volumes of the character of that young lady.
Well, when you look at the stats on paper, it looks like a much closer game until you see how many goals you guys scored. The most goals your team has scored against anybody this season. Obviously, there was a little fire in the bellies here for this team to send out their seniors on a high note, but you hope you can keep some of that scoring for next weekend and the week after.
It's a game at a time, and that's hockey. You can have one game where you get great chances, you don't score, and tonight we got 6, and that's just hockey. You'll take it when you get it, and we'll enjoy this, and we'll get ready to go next week and get after Mankato.
Coach, you guys head on your last road trip of the regular season next weekend. Obviously, you said it. You just need to enjoy this moment and get ready for Mankato. But what do you expect to see out of them?
Well, it's going to be their final weekend at home for sure. And I know they don't have a lot of seniors, but certainly it'll be a big one for the seniors they do have. And I know they got beat today. They got Wisconsin again tomorrow. So if they lose, we're going into a series against a team that has not won a WCHA game. So they're going to be fired up. They've been playing extremely well. They're a very improved team. They have 22 freshmen and sophomores in the lineup, and they've just gotten better. So we're going to have our hands full again. It's going to be a battle.
An emotional day here at the Sanford Center for your 8 seniors, of course. But for you, I know you haven't had a lot of time with these 8, but they're an easy group to get to know and get to like over just 2 years, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I told about all of them. I feel very, very fortunate to have had the opportunity to be their coach for the last 2 years. You love every one of your players, but the seniors are always going to have a special place in your heart. And that's, whatever level I've coached, I've always felt the same way. And it's an extraordinary group, and it's been a real pleasure to have had the opportunity to be their coach.
And they've got a lot more work to do ahead of them, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Coach, thanks so much for your time, Jim, and enjoy the moment of all this, and we'll see you at the Sanford Center on Tuesday.
Sounds good, Kelly. Thanks.
Thanks.